And we are joined in studio this morning, as always on Tuesdays. We've got Sherry Leslie in here from the municipality of Kincardine to get a special update on the downtown dig. And Sherry, you've brought a guest with you today.
Yeah, I've brought Lori Fiozzi, Manager of Strategic Initiatives with the municipality.
Hi, Lori. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us, JC.
We're going to hear from Lori in just a second about some exciting things that are going on with the Welcome Center and some big events that are going to be happening this summer. But first, Sherry, let's get an update on the dig. What can you tell us about what's going on out front of our windows here?
Yeah, so things continue to progress really well. In the phase one area, the crews finished the installation of the main sewer line. So the intersection of Durham Market Square South is now opened again. And up in phase two area, we did have a little bit of a delay on the temporary water hookups. So we're expecting to get the water samples in for that today. And then we'll start the individual connections to each of the buildings for the temporary water.
All right. So things still going good with the project, which is great to hear. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on otherwise, including events that are happening and the big opening of the Welcome Center. That's going on this week, correct?
That's correct. We have lots happening this season, and things may be in different locations, but they are happening. And we just want to reassure the community that we've got lots happening, and all of the information is available on our website. There's tons of community events. But just to give you a bit of a sample of what's happening, we've got our Welcome Center opening its doors this weekend. Mm-hmm. We have the mayor going to be doing the ribbon cutting on Saturday. We also have an Indigenous artist coming to paint a crosswalk at the bottom of Harbor Street. His name is Jeffrey George, and he's from the First Nation lands of Kettle and Stony Point. We're also painting the Pride crosswalk down at that location. Obviously, we can't paint it at its regular location because of the dig, but both crosswalks will be down at the bottom of Harbor Street, so we're welcoming the public to come down and watch the artists in action. We've got all kinds of things happening. Walker House and the municipality are hosting the Legacy of Hope, which is really to educate people on the residential school system, mm-hmm. and also inspire actions to reconciliation. We've got our Monday Market in the Park. It starts this Monday, so everybody come on down to Connaught Park. It's happening all summer, finishing on Labor Day. And we've got two of the markets this year happening in Tiverton. So it's a little bit of different things, but our Canada celebrations, our Pride celebrations, we've got Scottish Festival, we got Lighthouse Blues Festival, lots happening in Kincardine.
And if people want to get information on everything that is happening, is there one handy-dandy place they can go and find out more?
Yes, if you go to our Municipality of Kincardine website and look under Community Happenings, it's all there, and it changes daily. So I really encourage you to visit the website and see what's happening to get up to date on all of the events.
That is great, Lori. Thanks for that update. Lori, Sherry, while we've got you here, is there anything else we need to know with the Municipality of Kincardine, anything that's coming up, or any construction dig project updates?
Yeah, if you're actually looking for more information, just stop by our visitor center, too. We'll be down at the Arts Center all summer long. I'll be working out of there occasionally, so if you want some updates on the dig, or we have some handouts as well with some of our signature events. So
I just want to say, come on down and shop downtown. We need to support our local businesses. We're open for business, so just come on down and help continue to make our business thrive this summer.
Absolutely. The weather's been so nice, and it's so easy to get down, even with the construction. They've got the sidewalks open, so you can very easily shop, just as we did for that Mother's Day contest a couple weeks ago. So definitely support the downtown businesses. Thank you again, both Sherry and Lori, for coming in today.